Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. You know the saying, I told you so? It's a phrase that usually has a positive connotation to it. I told you so, you would say while gloating. I've been vindicated. I was right. Yeah, well, even though there's genuinely a positive connotation, it's simply not always the case, and sometimes it goes from I told you so to I tried to warn you. Well, that's exactly what's on my mind today. I tried to warn you. I've been yelling from the frickin' mountaintops for years that this is the exact situation that we would find ourselves in, but clearly those on the other side just didn't want to listen. They didn't want to heed the warning. We have been saying for years that left-wing violence is a problem. They've called us kooks, they've called us conspiracy theorists, but now here we are, and it seems to be unfolding in the exact way we predicted. These young, radical, leftist revolutionary types have gone from edgy rhetoric online, LARPing as if they're fighting fascism, they've gone from that to committing full-blown acts of terrorism. And this case right over here is the most damning one, as if the previous five weren't bad enough. But everybody's talking about this Elias Rodriguez character, who committed a heinous act of terrorism in D.C., Well, internet sleuths have found his Burner X account and his Blue Sky account, and it turns out he is your prototypical online socialist leftist activist, the violent manifestation of left-wing extremism. Let me show you guys everything that's been found. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so quick backstory if you don't know what actually happened.
Two Israeli diplomats are killed in a shooting outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C. The suspect, Elias Rodriguez, who's in custody, could be heard shouting, "Free Palestine," as he was being hauled away.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
So we've got an absolute leftist nut job wannabe revolutionary who's committed a horrible act of violence that I don't even really want to spend too much time focused on, because that's probably what these kinds of people want, right? Is the glorification of their actions. Not interested. No, what I want to focus on is the character profile, because let's just say it's real familiar. So this heinous individual was initially connected to an account, and that was confirmed to be Elias Rodriguez's account, but that account has since been removed from the internet. But what we're now finding out is that there's actually a burner account, a second account, that goes by the name Kyo Doe Leather. And while this is the burner account, it actually seems to be more populated and more active than the main. And here is where it becomes all too familiar. This is where you see that the left's Frankenstein is coming to life. We've been warning about this for years, the rhetoric, the dogma, this wannabe revolutionary LARP. And that's exactly what you see under this account. This guy is your typical far-left, pro-Hamas, anti-American, anti-police social media addict. This post right over here is the one that's gaining the most traction. People are calling this his manifesto, which he titled Escalate for Gaza, Bring the War Home. Yeah, the title pretty much speaks for itself. Clearly just another one of your pro-Hamas thugs. We've got these young, far-left socialist types, the ones following Hassan, AOC, Ilhan Omar's lead, who have totally bought into all the left-wing narratives, and they've gone down a path of radicalization. It's as clear as day. I mean, just take a look at some of these posts. He made one comment encouraging truck bombs being sent to media offices. He posted memes of pigs and Israeli flags next to knives, calling for the end of Israel. He made this comment, which is all too familiar for us, death to America, but America is spelled with three K's, which is just your average far leftist edgy post. We've got this post where he seems to be justifying political violence. Someone should shoot someone else. Violence is an acceptable part of reality. He says, agreed, violence does not have to happen, but if it does, then it should. He seemed to also be one of those leftists that took inspiration from Luigi Mangione. We've got Fight Back News that wrote, while it is true that the legacy of settler colonialism in the United States certainly persists, the systems of oppression have not remained static. As contradictions shift, so too does the terrain of struggle. An account under the name Joma then says, FRSO, come on, I actually effed with you. Brian then responds, all right, bro, whatever you have to tell yourself. Then Kyoto Leather comes in and says, funny argument the guy is making. While 80% of the country applauds the targeted annihilation of a healthcare insurance executive. He also, at one point, promoted his Blue Sky account. Yeah, that pretty much tells you all that you need to know. Come follow me on the happier place. We don't bite. And then links kyotoleather.bluesky.social. And shockingly enough, the banner profile of his Blue Sky account is CCTV footage of two Hamas terrorists who committed a terror attack in Israel. And it doesn't even end there. His Spotify account was found, and one of his playlist image has a graffiti that writes, "End all cops." That's the more PG-friendly version of what's actually written. But on his Spotify account, he also followed terrorist-linked themes in his taste in music. Artists with tracks titled Hamas Ark, Intifaxa, United States of Islam. He is the prototypical, the archetypal, edgy leftist wannabe. It's the exact person that we have been warning of. And there is a direct connection to far-left socialism and the culture that's been created domestically. And that's another confirmed connection. Elias Rodriguez is connected to the Party for Socialism and Liberation. His social media history is basically what we've seen a million times. I'm sure you guys have seen it. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's taking over college campuses. This is the type of stuff that far-left politicians have been egging on and encouraging. At this point, refuse to condemn.
Someone in D.C., a reporter asked Ilhan Omar, a comment. Can you at least just comment on this? And she didn't. Listen.
Congresswoman Omar, can I get your reaction to the shooting that happened in D.C. last night?
I'm going
to
go for now.
An outright refusal to condemn. Folks, the left is out of control, it's been out of control, and I've been trying to warn people, but the powers that be just didn't want to listen. It's no surprise that so many of these violent acts are being perpetrated by your typical online leftist. I mean, how many more are being created or being inspired by these events? There are thousands upon thousands of people engaging in this exact kind of rhetoric. How many more are going to answer the call of violence? There's been a spell cast on millions where these people think they're part of some global revolution. They wrap themselves in cause after cause, slowly going down the pipeline of extremism. I've been saying forever, the threat isn't coming from a bunch of conservative dads and moms with MAGA or Patriot on their social media handles. It's coming from the militant, mentally unstable, ideologically poisoned radicals who think firebombing a Tesla dealership or shooting a healthcare CEO is somehow justified or makes you a brave freedom fighter. The left built this culture. They amplified and protected influencers who embrace and glorify violence, who side with terrorist organizations, individuals who sell this fantasy that America is falling to fascism, and clearly it's a grift to either get elected, to fundraise, or to make money off the clout that you generate on social media. Some people actually fall for it, and some people are mentally unstable and will go on to commit heinous acts, and I've been saying this forever, and it's unfortunate that in this case, I guess I was right, because it's case after case of left-wing violence. How many manifestos have we covered just recently? And how many more cases need to follow until people start waking up to what's going on? Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.